Our third reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And I am missing a page of my bulletin. What is the next component? The children's. Oh, that's why it's not in my bulletin, because it's all up here. I'd like to invite the children forward for the children's sermon. Do you hear a siren? Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Everett. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Maddie. Today is a really special day. Can you tell me why it's a special day? Sawyer? Because it's Christmas, and what happens on Christmas? Everett says it's Jesus' birthday. That's exactly right. Tonight, a long, long time ago, Jesus was born. Yes. And so today at church, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. Everett, since you had that wonderful answer, would you like to go put Jesus in the manger over at the nativity scene? So one of the things you're going to help me do during our children's message is we're going to do a couple of things in the sanctuary as we transition from the season of Advent to the season of Christmas. So right now you're probably noticing that at the back they are taking the Advent banner down because we're getting ready to put up the Christmas banner. Also, we're going to change out my stole from blue to gold, and we're going to light the Christ candle. So we've spent the last few weeks in December getting ready for Christmas. So what are some of the things you've been doing to get ready at your houses? Putting up a Christmas tree? Oh, cleaning? That's a good one. Everett has put up his Christmas tree and put presents under the tree. What have you guys done at your house to get ready for Christmas? Have you been listening to Christmas music? And have you been decorating? And did you celebrate some yesterday with Kaylee too? Yeah, so we've started to decorate. We're putting up our tree. Maybe we're hanging some stockings. We're getting presents for people. We're cleaning. Cleaning is a good one. I always clean when I put up Christmas. You don't like cleaning? He doesn't like cleaning, Mom and Dad and Neil. But that's okay. It's kind of you to do it anyway. Okay, what do you see on the banner as they are hanging that banner up? You can say it out.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, the stable with baby Jesus. And look at that big, big star. What did the star do at the Star of Bethlehem? And what did the Star of Bethlehem do? Yes, it showed the wise men how to get to baby Jesus. That's why we had our star wands as we came in this morning. That's why a lot of people have stars on their trees. And that star is shining right over the stable where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus are. Oh, that's beautiful. What colors is that banner?
Yellow
and white. White, and it's yellow. It's supposed to be gold, but it does look yellow. You're right. And so in the church, Our colors for Christmas, instead of being red and green, are actually white and gold. Gold was very, very special, still is, and so that's for Jesus' birth and for his resurrection. We have these white and gold pyramids and stoles. So we've been getting our houses ready, we've been getting ourselves ready for Christmas, and Christmas is finally here. Yes, sir? You're exactly right. Everett remembers someone telling him that gold, myrrh, and frankincense mean something. You're exactly right. So one of the reasons that we give presents at Christmas time is because God gave us the present of Jesus. And the wise men gave presents to baby Jesus. And those were the three presents. And those three things that the wise men brought to baby Jesus, those were really, really special gifts. Special gifts that they would have given a king. They were going to see the king, and they found Jesus. Jesus is a king. He's a different kind of king. Instead of being born in a palace, Jesus was born in a stable. And instead of being a powerful ruler, he's a tiny baby who needs his mom and dad to help take care of him. But they brought baby Jesus, gifts fit for a king. You're exactly right. And so I thought, as part of our children's sermon, I want to ask you a couple of questions, and then I want you to help me do a couple of things to get us ready for Christmas. So I need you to use your imaginations. If you were to have gone to see baby Jesus the night he was born in that manger, what do you think you might have said to him? I love you. Everett would have told baby Jesus that he loves him. Sawyer would have told baby Jesus, happy birthday. Is there anything else that you might have told baby Jesus? You know, sometimes when babies are born, people take gifts. We just talked about how the wise men took gold and frankincense and myrrh. If you were to have gone to meet baby Jesus, what gifts might you have taken? Everett would have taken lots of gold. What kind of presents? What kind of things do babies need? Oh, they need toys? What else do babies need? Milk, onesies, yes. What are some things that you think babies need, Brantley? What would you have taken to baby Jesus to give a present? Oh, he would have given baby toys to baby Jesus. Baby bottles, a jumper?
Yeah.
A jumper like that you have in the doorway that, does your brother have one of those? What about diapers? You think baby Jesus might have needed some diapers? Yeah, maybe so. Well, you know, one of the things that we can offer baby Jesus, even now, is we can offer him our praise, we can offer him our worship, and Everett, you're doing beautifully, our love and our heart. And so that's one of the best gifts that we can offer to baby Jesus. Did you guys see my notes when I was taking them the other day?
No.
Because you're saying the answers I hoped you would. So
no.
That's very nice. So here's what we're going to do. We've put baby Jesus in the manger. We've raised up our Christmas banner. I'm going to put on my Christmas stole. And I would love for you all to help me light the Christ candle. Brantley, will you go get the candle lighter in the sacristy for us? I'd love for you all to help me hold it. Brantley's going to get the really long one so we can all hold it. And we're going to light the one. Do you want to come help light the candle, Maddie? We're going to light the one in the middle, the white one. And that's going to mean, well, I think we're all going to do it together.
I'm holding you on the bottle.
Can everybody reach and hold a part of the candle lighter?
Yeah.
Maddie, can you get over there? Here, Sawyer, you come to here. Everybody holding on?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get a light from this candle, and then we're going to lift it up. The Christ candle is lit. That means that Jesus is born. It's officially Christmas, everybody.
Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
Yes, we are starting our Christmas celebrations today. Well, would you pray with me? You'd love to? Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. On Christmas Eve,
We are especially thankful
for baby Jesus. Thank you for sending him to us.
Help us
to show him our love
by loving others
and by offering our worship and praise. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you all so much for coming up and for all of your wonderful answers. You may go back to your seats. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known unto us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the little child lying in the manger. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we come to you on this special day, knowing that you hear us when we pray. Today is a special day. We are beginning to celebrate the birth of Christ. Like the angels, the shepherds, and the magi, we offer you our worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our worship, our gatherings, and our meals of celebration. And we also know that for many, today is a hard day, a lonely day, a hungry day. In other words, today for many is also a day like all other days. So God, in the midst of our joy and hope, be with the parts of us that are carrying grief, that are carrying anger and fear and doubt. Be with those who are spending their Christmas sick, at home or in a hospital. And be with doctors and nurses and all who are working on Christmas to take care of others. Be with those who are spending their Christmas alone. Be with those who are spending their Christmas without a home. Be with those who are hungry this Christmas. And be with the families who cannot afford holidays. Be with all of those who have suffered loss this year, those for whom Christmas has transformed into a painful reminder of what once was. In the midst of our celebrations, help us to remember and love the parts of your creation that struggle to sing joy to the world. And as we celebrate Christmas, we ask that you make us humble and loving like Jesus, who did not come to be served, but to serve, and who said that it is better to give than to receive, so that in Jesus' name we may devote ourselves to the care and service of all who are in need. We love you, God, and we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, asking,
"Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him,
"In Bethlehem of Judea."
Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage."
When the Magi had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another way.
Thank you.
Our final reading is from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. As you place your gifts in the offering plates this morning, don't forget to write down a prayer, fold it, and place that in the offering plate, offering to God what is on your heart this morning as well. Thank you. Let us pray together. Gracious God, you use ordinary things for your purpose. Water to mark your children, bread and wine to feed and nourish us, a child in a manger to announce your grace. Take these ordinary things, these gifts of paper and metal, and the lives behind them. Bless and use them to proclaim your gracious love. For we offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Holy God, come among us now. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God has made known for you.
Thank you.
stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. Merciful God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, that sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen. The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain upon you always. Amen. Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace, proclaim this good news. Thanks be to God.